Hi, everybody. It's Coach Jenny. I'm a wife, I'm a cyclist, I'm a hiker, traveler, an entrepreneur, a golden doodle mom, but most importantly, I'm an athlete who's visually impaired. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. It is Jenny, and today we're talking about empowerment. And as you know, empowerment is a huge part of my coaching business. And what it means to me is that I give people the ability to find their soul purpose and what their passion is in life. So actually, today is Labor Day, so I am just trying to get everything situated on this holiday before we are skedaddling out to a family party. And as you can hear, Tessa in the background, she is just settling in for this podcast as well. So let's get started on the topic today. And we're talking about how empowerment starts with the inner work. What is inside us that sets our soul on fire and gives us that passion for life? So I have four steps, and I love my steps because that's the Virgo side of me about having that structure. Four steps that helps us focus on that task. So let's get started. So number one is focusing on your inner strengths. What does that mean exactly? So you're going to focus on things that you're good at. You're going to get a piece of paper, get a pen, and write down at least five things that you're good at. It could be anything. It could be like, I'm good at smiling at people. I'm good at vacuuming. I'm good at saying hello. I'm good at that support from my friends who really need it. I'm good at cooking. I'm good at making sure that I drink water in a day. You could be good at anything. So look at that inner strength that you have that you're really good at. Also, what are you proud of? Write down things that you're proud of. I'm super proud of that I took the step from going from my 9-to-5 into this crazy entrepreneur world of coaching. Holy snapdragon, this is something that's super scary, but I'm proud of myself that I'm doing it. It's one of those things that if I didn't do it, it would have been that woulda, coulda, shoulda, and I never want to have that feeling in life. Life is too short to sit back and say, I really should have did that. Do it. Just do it. And the last thing here is, you know, build from within. If it's something that you really want to do, it's kind of funny. One of my friends said to me, I'm not really good at riding a bike. Awesome. Can you ride a bike? And she's like, yeah, but it's not really, I'm not good at it. But I'm like, it takes practice. It's okay. If you're not good at something, it takes practice. Try 5 minutes a day on doing something that you want to build those skills on. Just 5 minutes a day. You can do it. Those are those inner strengths that make you who you are. So number two, oh, this one drives me nuts because I do it all the time. Stop comparing yourself to others. It's because it's in our nature to be competitive. I'm an athlete. I want to be just as good as the next person. But you know what? Everybody's path is so different. Their starting point was different. Their ending point is different. Their goals are different. You need to stop comparing yourself because no one is you. There is only one you in the world, and your goals and your destination is so different from everybody else. Sure, there are people who are going to be like, I want to do the same thing. I want to achieve the same goal, but their steps are going to be very different. They don't live in the same environment. They're not in the same educational mind as you. They are not you. Stop comparing yourself. And I have to say this out loud because I do it all the time. I know I say that to you guys all the time because it's so true. Because I'll sit there and I look at all these coaches out there and I'm like, wow, look at that. They have a mastermind or they're selling this and they're doing that and they're doing this. And I'm like, why am I not doing this? And I'm like, I'm so new to coaching. But on the other hand, I have 17 years of therapy in my toolbox and I can do this. It's just my path is so different. So stop comparing yourself to others. Number three, challenge those negative thoughts. You know we have them. I have them. Why do we have them? It's our nature. It's our nature to be very competitive with ourselves. It's our nature to be like, I'm not achieving this fast enough, and I'm not that good. I can't do it. That's wrong. And I say that in such a strong manner. It is wrong because you know what? Once again, our path is very different from others. You have to challenge those thoughts. What is triggering these thoughts? Why are you having them? What's going on around you? Because all these things are what is causing these negative thoughts. Something so simple like, I didn't sleep well, could cause negative thoughts. Or, I didn't eat well. Or, I'm just not in a good state of mind today. Maybe you need to take 10 minutes of journaling or yoga or meditation to flip the script in your brain, to retrain your brain to go into a happier space. I know it sounds a little woo-woo, and you guys know that I'm on that woo-woo train, but it totally works because I live it. There's times in my brain, even this morning, I was like telling my husband, are you going outside to work? Because I want to record a podcast. And he's dragging his feet and eating pretzels and making all this racket. I'm like, babe, I need to record a podcast. Can you tone it down a little bit? And I was having all this anxiety and these negative feelings because I'm like, I just want to get it done. But I was trying to take a breath. I did some breathing and I'm trying to calm it down and saying, you know, the podcast will get done. People aren't going to get mad. And it's just a part of life. And, you know, I had to text him. I'm like, babe, really? Can you take the pretzels outside and go enjoy some sunshine? And he's like, you're such a prima donna. I love him, but he drives me bonkers when I'm trying to record things. But that's what I need to do, is I need to challenge those negative thoughts and be like, okay, deep breath, we got this. And that's what you need to do, is sometimes look at the surroundings that you're in and challenge those thoughts and be like, I got this. You know, look inside you and be like, why am I feeling like this? What is triggering me to feel like this? Because you can flip the script in a heartbeat, and that's under your control. Number 4, take action. Don't sit back and let the world rule you. This is your control. You control the situation and nobody else. And I think sometimes we forget that. We wait for things to happen to us. But you know what? The universe is going to give them to us, but we need to put forth our effort. And I learned this from my coach, and she is amazing. I love you, Ruby. And she's taught me that the universe comes halfway, and I have to meet the universe to manifest those amazing thoughts and ideas that I have and that I'm going to get, and things that I've already received. I am very blessed to have all of these amazing opportunities. But you need to take the action. If you want something, you need to figure out the steps and do it. Don't sit back and wait for life to rule you. And I've done that for years because I'm like, oh, I can't ever be a coach. I can't leave my 9-to-5 because I need to work in this concrete jungle and earn money, because that's what my parents told me I had to do, is you have to work, work, work to be like a person in society, and that's what people do. No, I can do what I want to do and still earn money and be happy while I'm doing it. That is life. This is my life. This is what I do. I am taking action to do what I love. And that's what I'm telling you guys. I am empowering you to do what you love. And if it is skydiving, bless you on that, because you'll never see me jump out of a perfectly healthy plane. But if that's what you want to do, I'll be the one on the ground wishing you well while you come down here. Or if it's so simple of just wishing somebody a great day or wishing yourself a great day. It is taking action to do those things. So, in recap, those 4 main topics today to work on empowerment and empowering your inner strength is one, focus on your inner strengths. What are they and how can you tweak them to make them work for you? Two, stop comparing yourself to others because other people are not on the amazing journey that you're on. Three, challenge those negative thoughts because you know what? It's not going to get you anywhere. We know it. You know it. So stop doing it. And I know that's hard to say because those negative thoughts are triggering you. And number four, take action. Don't sit back and wait for the world to take you over. You take over the world. That's an empowered person. All right, everybody. I hope you have an amazing holiday week. Well, if you're here in the States, but I hope that you guys can come visit me on my Instagram page. My Instagram handle is the.coach.jennie, and that's a J-E-N-N-I-E. I would love to see you over there. Please like my page. And, you know, if you like my page, why don't you shoot me a DM and say, hey, this is who I am. And I would love to hear from you. So have an amazing day, and I'll see you next Monday.